Hi, Gary. I'm Blake Curtis with Curtis & Curtis Seed Company out of Clovis, New Mexico.
What is Curtis & Curtis?
Curtis & Curtis is a family-run seed company, small company. My brother and I are Curtis & Curtis. We supply seeds for mining, dams, pipeline, reclamation, revegetation, and those kinds of things, forest fires. And, you know, we try to revegetate and make the world green where man has gone in and done his activities.
That's a good example of the diversity of the seed group here in the American Seed Trade Association. It's not just agricultural seed, but it's all seed, and it's a global industry, isn't it? You've got members from around the world here.
It's a fun industry. You know, everything from alfalfa to zucchini. I traded some tree seed here a few weeks ago. It was a lot of fun.
Tell us about Asta real quick. You've had your annual meeting for the vegetable and flower seed industry here, very much a segmented group, but a very interesting group, I must say. A lot of business takes place at this meeting, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, we have 25 countries represented here, I think, and along with that, a great attendance, a great number of people who are talking about how to produce vegetable seed, how to transport that seed around the world, then how to take and use counter seasonal production in other places around the world so that we can provide seed to farmers who need it when it comes time.
One of the things that seems to have floated to the top, there's a lot more diversity coming into the vegetable and flower seed market than a lot of people at the grassroots level may be aware of, you know, the farmers themselves. I think for years it seems like folks thought everything was going to consolidate down to where three or four companies would control it. But as science advances and the complexities of these scientific developments advance, we're seeing a lot of new players come in, a lot of smaller companies, niche markets, if you will.
You know, the vegetable seed market is a niche market in itself, and it's so diverse. There are so many different products that people want to produce so that they can provide those produce products to the consumer market. And so, keeping that in mind, seed quantities are really fairly small. It lends itself to conventional breeding techniques and not quite so much a focus in biotechnology. And because of those conventional techniques, we end up with great opportunities to bring new products around the world, yet it takes time.
It looks like it's going to continue, too.
Absolutely. You know, it's a healthy business, and there's a lot of demand out there. And, you know, our farmers out there are our primary customers. They're the people we're trying to produce this seed for so that they can get a great product, something that they can deliver to the table of their consumers, the general public, and so that when they put it on the table, it's something that has great flavor, great presentation, and something they can be proud of.
And something they can make money with, I guess.
Ultimately, yes. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little about Asta and the organization. As chairman of the organization, you're kind of looking at some new avenues and trying to involve your grassroots membership and your stakeholders more. And I guess those stakeholders include the farmers that, to a large part, may not know what you guys are all about inside the Asta organization itself.
You know, the farmer ultimately is the person that we're working for because they're the person who uses our product. And so we have to make sure that we keep them foremost in everything that we do. But as an association, we represent, like I said earlier, every kind of seed under the sun. It's our job to make sure that we get the word out about what we do and then band together as an industry so that we can continue to provide this great product to our customers without the overbearing labeling requirements and overbearing restrictions that keep us from being able to provide this great product to our customers with these terrible cost side effects that, you know, some people have great intentions when they talk about labeling and when they talk about genetically modified seeds, but that's just a small portion of what we do. So it's our job to get the word out about coexistence and how we can maintain a great spectrum of products and meet everyone's needs.
Y'all have several meetings through the year to target and bring in those stakeholders and those seed companies involved in different facets of the seed industry, don't you?
That's true. We have the corn and sorghum meeting that usually happens just before Christmas down in early December. This vegetable and flower conference, which, like I say, this year has 25 different countries represented. And then we have our general membership meeting that happens in June of this year.
What am I not asking that you'd like to get to a farmer audience, specifically in the Southeast and California, for example?
Well, specifically in the Southeast and California, the industry is alive and that we continue to breed and grow and come up with new ideas and new products, and we continue to work toward disease control and insect control and try to assist in some of those production costs that seem to be so prevalent these days so that they can continue to be economically viable whenever they produce a crop.